Well, I got left in the desert. These guys wanted money. I'd always just get up on the back of the truck with my pack and my guitar. So I knew it was 200 miles between this one little town and the next town. And it was in February and it was just muddy and cold and miserable. And there was no real road. It was just like a big valley, but there were tracks across it. So about, I don't know, mid-morning, these guys stop, signal for me to get down, and they want floose, which means money. And I said, "No floose. If I had floose, do you think I'd be riding in the back of the truck?" So they yelled and shouted, and pretty quick, just tossed my pack down and my guitar and drove off and left me. So I'm looking around, and there's just nothing taller than camel poop, as far as you can see. And it's just mud, and I figured it's got to be at least 100 miles to the next town. So I thought, what am I going to do? So I just sat down on my pack, and I thought, I'm not going to walk 100 miles in the mud. I figured maybe somebody else had come along or something. 10 minutes goes by, here comes the truck back. Whip around me, load my stuff up, signal for me, I get back on, off we go. And to this day, I have no idea why they came back, but I think maybe it was because other people knew that I was riding with them, and if something happened, maybe they would have gotten trouble, because the next town we got to, I got off and they went on their way. But about a day later, I was still kind of frosted about the way I was being treated a little bit. Anyway, there was a little bus that was going from this little village to another bigger town, but it was going in the morning. So I asked the bus driver in my best French, the ones that could speak spoke French, if I could sleep in the bus till the next morning. He said, "Yeah." So I got in the back. It was a double seat, and I laid my blanket. I just had a blanket and a pack and my guitar. I laid my blanket down. There was a little guy there selling dried bread and tea, so I got off and bought some tea and dried bread. I came back on the bus. Here's my stuff thrown up in the aisle, and these two guys are in the back. And so I thought, well, it's a big seat. They can sleep there. I can sleep in one of these half seats. So I got my stuff and set it down. And here they came up. And they said they could speak some English, and it turned out they were it was Ramadan, which is a strange time in the Muslim world where they fast all day and then they can drink and eat from sundown till sunup, then they have to fast. So these guys had been drinking, and they were teachers from Algeria that had come back, I guess, to wherever they were here. But anyway, so they said to me, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "I'm just traveling." And they said, "What do you want here?" I said, "Nothing." I had USA written on my pack because it helped in Australia when you're hitchhiking. He said, "You're American." I said, "Yeah." He said, "You love the Jews." I said, "Yep." Jeez, they just freak. So I just punched this one just as hard as I could hit him, and he kind of went over the seat on the back of his head, and the other one whips out his knife, and I jerk my blanket up, and I am so glad to be in a confrontation where I didn't have to bite my tongue and put up with stuff. And so I just started, and I'm saying all this terrible stuff I'm going to do to him, and he's waving his knife, and I'm saying, "Come on, you." So we do that for a little bit, but his friend starts groaning, so he gets him up and takes him to the back, and they sit back there and shake their fists, and I shake my fist, and we all lay down, but I don't go to sleep because I'm pretty sure they're going to come cut my throat. And they went off to sleep, and about 4 in the morning, they just were out of there, and they didn't go on the bus, and I never saw them again. But in the whole 2 years, that's the only confrontation. And I thought afterwards how stupid it was, because if I had gotten knifed, I didn't even know the word for doctor, and I didn't know where I would have gone. But at the time, it was just, I was kind of Well, example, I was waiting to get a ride, and here's a bunch of people standing around, and there's a little puppy there. And this little kid is kicking this puppy. So I say to the little boy, "No, no, don't kick the puppy." He just looks at me and kicks the puppy. And I say, "No, no, that's not good. Don't kick the puppy." And he just kicks the puppy. And I don't take a hold of him, but I've just kind of gotten a little closer to him. And I look around, I realize every guy there is just watching me. And I go, "Oops, sorry, doggy. You should have been born somewhere else." Because I knew that if I had taken hold of that little kid, I'd have been in trouble. Because they were just watching me like, "Are you going to touch our child?" You know. But that kind of stuff just sort of rankled me. So I guess the shouting and yelling was good for the release of that. But I never had any other troubles.
What country was that confrontation in?
In Iran. Yeah, yeah. But...